Tavares, this offense, as you enter this game, as Arnie was saying, is dramatically different than a couple of years ago when you were here. How do you view that in terms of the challenge of beating the Patriots? And the second part, what are you guys doing to address the drops this week?
I think as receivers, you know, of course we got to catch more passes after practice, before practice. And then as in addressing, you know, from 2 years ago and now, I think they're going to play us the same way. I think it's, you know, the receivers going out and making plays, beating their corners, because I feel like you'll get manned. It's kind of similar to his last time. And you know I challenged myself this time to go out and, you know, play better than I did the last time I played, because I only had one catch.
Damaris, I'm guessing there were some nerves while you were playing with your mother watching on TV, and then some nerves with her in the stands. Now that she has done both, are those nerves gone?
Yeah. You know, I can't say it was tough. You know, I was happy that she was out before she came. You know, I thought about it when I was on the field sometimes, and then that she was here. You know, I also thought about it. You know, I was happy for her. You know, I was happy for myself. But now it's over. It's done with. She done came and she done had fun. It's basically going out now, you know, trying to play my best ball, and I don't think I did that so far this year. So, you know, I challenged myself to do it this game.
Damaris, you know, Peyton was on the shelf for so long, and none of us knew if he was going to come back and even get this opportunity. Do you see anything different, if anything at all, in his approach or his appreciation for this opportunity, given the tough time he went through physically and every other way this season?
I don't see no difference. You know, I think he take it the same way. He want everybody to do their best. You know, he want to play fast. You know, main thing is, you know, he preach about having no turnovers and no penalties to hurt ourselves. But he's still the same leader. You know, he don't talk about what he went through or what happened to him. You know, he was happy for us when we was playing with Brock, and, you know, he just, you know, he's excited for the moment.
Damaris, right here. Obviously, you and Emmanuel get most of the throws and most of the spotlight, but can you talk about guys like Norwood and Fowler who have contributed and what you've seen them in them and their growth over the course of the year and the confidence level they have now?
I kind of saw it in training camp that was going to be big for the team, and they don't make plays throughout the year that kind of help us, you know, put us in situations to win the game. And Benny came up with a big play last week, and we continue to look towards them to make plays, and I think they will. You know, they both came from, you know, practice squad, and now they're out there making plays. So we're going to need that come up this week as well.
Damaris, you've been in the city now for a long time. Do people come up to you and ask you questions about the game and, like, what's the deal with the drops or something like that? Does that happen to you? And
yeah,
if so, what do you say back to them?
I got that question yesterday. I don't say nothing. I just say we'll fix it. We'll be fine, you know. That's all I say. I don't really have no conversation with them because I get tired of hearing the question about the drops. But, you know, I got that same question yesterday. I give him an answer. You know, I say we're gonna fix that as receivers, and that's basically it.
Yeah, Damaris, is your mom? Did your mom stay around? Is she gonna see this game?
She went back home.
Is she gonna see this game?
Yes, she'll see it.
I mean, here.
No, she's not gonna come. She's not gonna come to this one.
Damaris, you faced Patriots a few times. Seen Manning and Brady. What's that matchup like to you, from your perspective?
It's a great matchup, you know. I can't say, you know, Tom probably not got the best of us. But, you know, it's a different one this time. We look forward to it. It's going to be a good game. You know, it's two guys that have been doing it for a long time and doing great jobs at it. So, you know, we look forward to Sunday and see what happens.
Damaris, I know you'd like to have some big plays down the field, but what about big blocks down the field if it comes down to having to have a good ground game to kind of keep Tom on the other sideline and that sort of thing on Sunday?
And I think it will come down to that, big runs on the offense. And, you know, we already was talking about it as a group of receivers that we don't want to go out there and just drop. I mean, you know, work on our drops we had. We also want to, you know, block in the secondary so the running back can have running room. And we can do better than what we have been doing. So, you know, we challenged ourselves to go out, you know, make every catch and also block down the field.
DT, you've been in the playoffs every year you've been here with the Denver Broncos. How's this year any different?
I can say the team is different, I think. You know, guys are, you know, kind of grew up and they take it different. You know, they don't look ahead of things. I look before. Nobody talk about, oh, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Nobody talk about, like last week, nobody ever thought about talking about the Patriots. You know, a couple years before, you had guys looking before the team we had to play. And, you know, it's a little different, of course, offensive-wise. But they say running game and good defense wins Super Bowls. And, you know, that's what we do. And I'm going to do whatever I got to do to help.
DT, what went into the mindset of changing the identity of this team? Because you guys are so different offensively than you were when you guys were here 2 years ago. From a receiver, what did they have to do to maybe sell you on the changes in this offense, and what was that process like?
I don't think it was selling. You know, guys are still happy. You know, they got an opportunity to play. It was, you know, I was kind of, you know, it didn't really bother me because I'm kind of used to, you know, running. I like when we run the ball because it opened up stuff down the field. You know, I'd rather have the big play than the short ones. But, you know, like everybody bought in quick. You know, everybody, you know, Kubiak talked to everybody. Everybody bought in. He's a great guy to be around. So it was a quick process.
Demaryius, what kind of confidence do you have going into this game with Peyton and knowing the 18 years and the experience and all the big games that he's played in?
Confidence is high. You know, it could be our last one, so the confidence is high. You don't want to go in, you know, thinking about things and thinking about what we can do better or do different. So the confidence is high. It's just mainly going out and making plays.
Last one, Sam. Demaryius, you've played the Patriots several times now. How has their personnel's changed, but how do they play you individually from the cornerback position, and how has it maybe changed over the years?
I feel like it's different every time. I don't know what to expect this upcoming game, but I feel like it's different every time. I remember one year they had a key. They kind of matched him up with me. But then, you know, the last game we played, they had, you know, Logan Ryan on me with kind of safety help. So, you know, I really don't know because, you know, they said he did a great job and I had one catch. So, you know, I look for anything. I think the main thing is just going out. And we got to do it as a whole group, is figuring out what they're doing quick so we don't have no turnovers because, you know, they always are good at getting turnovers on short field, and Tom does a great job scoring.
Okay, thank you, Demaryius.
Thank you.